Chapter 20. Outside the Jedi Temple, Coruscant. His name was Balak Rawl. He was not very tall, with close-cropped blonde hair and pale blue eyes. His nose looked like it had been broken several times. A long scar ran the length of his left cheek, and he moved with a fluid grace. He had been appointed to command the Mandalorian forces laying siege to the temple, and Dalla had largely given him free rein to do as he saw fit.
"I want the Chev Jedi Sathias Saw and the human Toriel Tamek," she said. "If the Jedi surrender them, your mission is complete. If they don't..."
She had shrugged.
"It's time to make them understand what they're really up against."
A slow smile had spread across Rawl's face, and he had nodded.
"Understood."
He'd not made any attempts to respond to efforts at contact from Jedi for several hours. The silence would unnerve them. Now, though, it was time to get some movement out of the situation. He was clad in Beskar armor, brightly painted in hues of reds and yellows. The armor had seen combat, a great deal of combat. Possibly it would see more during this mission. He removed his helmet so that the watching Jedi could see his face. Enemies, he had learned, found his face more unnerving than an impersonal helmet. Rawl gestured for the amplifier and spoke. His voice would carry to the temple and beyond.
"My name is Balak Rawl. You will remember it. I am here on the orders of the Galactic Alliance to retrieve two Jedi, Sathias Saw and Toriel Tamek. You have been ordered to relinquish them to the care of the Galactic Alliance, and you have refused. All legal methods have been exhausted. Your Chief of State Dalla has asked me to ensure that you turn them over, and you will."
He paused to let this sink in.
"If you do not comply with this request, which is binding by all laws you claim to adhere to, there will be consequences. If you trust nothing else, trust my word on that. I will accept nothing less than seeing Toriel Tamek and Sathias Saw coming out of the temple. You have 36 hours to comply."